This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, September 17, 2009. Silent bystanders. The scripture is Matthew 10, verse 32. Whoever publicly acknowledges me, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. One day, while working in construction, a cement truck got stuck after a heavy rain. The driver got out of his truck and began using language I had not heard since I was discharged from the army. Three of us, who claimed to be Christians, just stood there saying nothing. We were, as someone else put it years ago, silent bystanders. It took an elderly woman who came out of her house to silence the truck driver. Waving her cane, she simply said, "I will not let you take my Lord's name in vain." The driver did not say another word. I've told the story often because it made a lifelong impression on me. According to a statement of Christian faith, we may not share in such horrible sins that misuse the name of God by being silent bystanders. It's easy to say nothing because we're embarrassed or because we don't want to offend a friend or a family member, or we might be afraid of how someone might respond if we speak up in honor of God's name. The Bible indicates that if we are believers, we need to speak up when someone misuses God's name. Jesus says he will not acknowledge us before his Father if we refuse to acknowledge him before others. And if we do acknowledge him, most people will respect us when we ask them without hostility not to misuse God's name.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.